Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estrotori, broadcasting on behalf of Financial Services Online. This is where we bring you the latest industry stories directly impacting the Australian consumer market every day. Starting with news that broke just yesterday, we had a Senate inquiry shedding light on the critical issues of climate risk and insurance pricing in the context of levy designs across Australia. The key takeaway: inconsistency in levy design standards, largely based on past flood data, leading to variable insurance premiums. Understanding that extreme weather events are on the rise due in part to climate change acknowledges the complex challenge faced by insurers and communities alike. The call is out for improved assessment strategies, taking into account our evolving climate circumstances. On housing, Australia is all set to construct over 1 million new homes in the next 5 years. But is it time to hit the brakes and prioritize quality over quantity? Steve Abbott from SJA Construction Services certainly thinks so. Mr. Abbott warns of the potential pitfalls of hurried construction, ranging from labor shortage to compromised standards. His key suggestions include rigorous inspections and certifications, improved training, and mandatory construction defect insurance. Reacting to defects isn't enough. We need to actively maintain and enforce quality procedures. Taking you into the world of finance, expert and economic forecasts anticipate a reduction in Australia's interest rates by 2025. The Reserve Bank predicts these cuts will outpace other regions, triggered by both global and domestic factors. A significant part of this is the forecasted decline in commodity prices, particularly iron ore, coal, and LNG. With potential impacts on federal and state budgets, reduced interest rates could stimulate housing demand, but on the flip side, exacerbate urban affordability issues. This upcoming economic shift presents a multifaceted landscape for investors and policymakers to navigate. To close the wrap, we have a united call for changes in superannuation death benefit laws aimed at supporting victims of family violence. The thrust here is to halt the financial exploitation where perpetrators claim their victims' superannuation death benefits. A coalition, which includes the Super Members Council and Women in Super, is advocating for broader legal protections, marking an important step against abuse in Australia. Remember, adequate information is key to financial literacy and informed decisions. Keep up to date by visiting our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you for joining us today on the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow for more updates from the world of financial services in Australia. Stay informed and take care.